The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
It is the bank holiday weekend. Of course, it is time to get into the mood that follows the June bank holiday weekend. So what is there to do? And with the holiday season fast approaching, what options do you have to holiday at home this summer? We'll speak in a moment to Adana Flynn, who's a regional digital journalist with the Indo. But first, Sarah Slattery, owner of The Travel Expert. How are you?
How are you, Jonathan? Great. I'm great.
I'm good. I'm looking forward to what should be a nice day today. And we're not talking about the weekend because the weather forecast is brutal altogether. But lots of people are thinking still about holidaying at home this year. And it's a lot of it is due to that fuel uncertainty as to whether or not your hollybobs might be impacted by not having aviation fuel. Even after we've been told there's loads, people didn't want to risk it, did they?
You know, it's one of those things. It's uncertainty, isn't it? Even though we're sure there's going to be no issues at all. I think between that and the war and, you know, some people's holiday plans have actually changed that were due to travel via the UAE and things like that. So there is a little bit of hesitancy. People are kind of wondering what to do. There's definitely a lot of last minute bookings happening to Europe. People are definitely booking last minute, but they're sort of not booking too far out. And there's still a lot of interest in Irish holidays as well. I put out a couple of posts on social media for Irish hotel deals, and I've never seen a reaction like it. Like, it was unbelievable, actually. So, yeah, definitely lots of interest in Irish holidays too.
What would you recommend if somebody is to go online today? First of all, where should they go and where should they start looking?
Well, I mean, I always kind of say, I mean, people generally tend to just gravitate towards the Wild Atlantic Way. You know, we all like the beaches, you know, Galway, Clare, Mayo, all these west ports and all these popular spots and the Cliffs of Moher, you know, but that's where all the tourists are going to go as well, that they're going to have the most expensive accommodation and it's going to have the limited availability. So I would usually say try and opt for to kind of places a little bit maybe more off the beaten track. One of my favourites is, it's still on the Wild Atlantic Way, but it's Inishowen and Donegal. The locals sometimes call it the forgotten 33rd county. I just think it's absolutely stunning.
There's a little isolationist of them there. If we're on our own out here, independent Republic of Inishowen.
Yeah, that's what they told me when I was there anyway. And I just think it's fabulous. I think the beaches are stunning. There's loads to see and do. The value is incredible in the hotels. So definitely, I would say if you're looking for a good value break and you to get availability, I would suggest going up there. Or Ireland's hidden heartlands as well. You know, we tend to forget about our lakes and rivers and, you know, particularly if you're travelling with family, sometimes, you know, you want to get out and you want to do surfing or kayaking and all these kind of things. But actually, like kayaking along the river is so much handier for if you have young kids, to trying something new, it's much safer.
But Sarah, I spent time recently in Roscommon. I was in Roscommon for a couple of days for work, but it was actually at a tourism conference. So I kind of went in with my eyes little more open than I normally would be if I was just passing through. There is so much to do and it is absolutely gorgeous. And I'd never been to all the lakes that are around there, all the water activities. There's a load of green tourism things, lots of greenways that you know, didn't exist a couple of years ago. They've really gone all in to make these locations more attractive for families.
They really have. I mean, Lochee Forest Park is amazing facility there in Roscommon. And like, there's just so much to do, particularly as I say, a lot of people like to get on the water in the summertime. And the Royal Canal Greenway is incredible as well. Like, it's our longest greenway now. You can cycle it, you can paddle, you can kayak, boat it. You can do so many things along there. And one thing I will say about the Midlands or the Heartlands is that it's very accessible for most places in Ireland. So it's not your 4 or 5 hour drive. So you can very easily do an overnight escape. I always think it's great, you know, get up on a Sunday morning and go early, pay for a cheap overnight hotel on a Sunday night. It's always the best night to stay in Irish hotels, the best prices. Come home on Monday, you've one day off work, but you feel like you've been away for 2 full days, particularly if you have a short drive to get there. And you can really fit in so much and do so much. And look, it's great to support our Irish restaurants and hotels as well.
Adana is with us as well. Adana, you have been looking at some of the festivals that run. There's an awful lot of things happening.
Good morning. Yes, there's an awful lot happening, especially in Meath and Tipperary. I think music lovers and festival goers alike will be delighted to know that in Meath there's a rockathon. So Rockathon 2026. It's meant to be a really good camping experience with live music at the Ferry House Racecourse. And then Tipperary have When Next We Meet, which is an alternative boutique music festival taking place from May 29th to May 31st in Raheen House in Clonmel. So there's an awful lot happening. And then Westmeath is also offering something special. There's the Moat Vintage Fun Fair. It's Ireland's only vintage fun fair, and it's kicking off over the weekend as well. So there's a huge buzz county to county around the country.
I, if there are not rocking boats in that festival, I would be disappointed. You know, the ones where you have to sit, you're probably too young to remember this. You used to sit on these things and you'd both have a rope and you'd pull on it and you'd go backwards and forwards. We were very easily entertained in the time before roller coasters, I can tell you. There are so many things that families can do as well, Adan. It's not necessarily all about the festivals and the camping and going away for the full weekend.
No, not at all. I mean, there's an awful lot happening, especially in terms of outdoor pursuits on the gentler side. There's Japanese gardens in Waterford. There's the Lafcadlo Hearn Japanese Gardens, and they do tours. And there's a really interesting history of those gardens that can be explored. You've also got the Brian Boru Festival in Longford, which would definitely be family friendly. And there's obviously a little bit of heritage kind of mixed into that as well. And it's really immersive and enjoyable. There's also Bloom Festival, I think I would argue is a really good family event. I suppose maybe if you've older children, there's a lot to see there in terms of the display gardens and the food trucks. It's just incredible. And Bloom in itself really encompasses, you know, the talent and the craftsmanship and the culinary skills that we have in this country. There's people from all over the country going up to Bloom to display and sell their ware. But yeah, it's all go.
It's funny though, because you've listed a load of counties, a load of things going on. There's probably a lot of people in those counties who might even be blissfully unaware that these events are going on and that they could go to them themselves. We're often really bad at going to events that are near us because they're near us.
100%. I mean, I'm a Limerick woman myself, and I think Limerick is one of those cities that gets underestimated an awful lot because we have incredibly creative self-directed people who do their best to put on shows, markets. We have incredible live music bar to bar. We're so spoiled for choice. But I think culturally as well as a people, we're not very good at putting ourselves out there and hyping ourselves up. I think we've gotten so much better in recent years. And you also see the pop-up of pages like here in Limerick, we have Inside Limerick. Maria McGrath is an independent social media marketer, and she really does put Limerick on the map as best she can. Like there was so much that she's uncovered that I had no idea was happening, you know. And I'm sure it's exactly the same county to county. We're always looking at somebody else's lawn, seeing how green it is, and then kind of ignoring that actually our own is just as good.
Sarah, going back to you, there's so much going on there, but I'd imagine if we were to throw it open to the text machine, people will say, yes, we love our country, we love staying here, but it's fierce expensive. Do we need to just try a little bit harder to get over that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think what I was said at the start about going a little bit off the beaten track, staying your Sunday, Monday nights. I mean, I've got deals on the website from like, you know, €50 per person in Donegal, two night stays from €150 per room, including breakfast, you know, for two people. So 75 per person. Even this weekend, you know, you could get Sunday night stays over the bank holiday for that kind of price. There's great deals in Wexford as well. In Cork, your own Cork, €109 bed and breakfast. For a hotel room, like it's like really,
really good value.
Yeah, like there really are so a lot of deals out there, and I think sometimes people just have this, you know, idea that Ireland is expensive. And yes, if you want to go for, you know, if you want to kind of try and compare a two-bedroom, a beachfront apartment in Spain with a two-bedroom, you know, beachfront lodge that you get in a hotel in Ireland. Yes, of course, it's going to be much more expensive.
You have to fly to Spain. You have to give Michael O'Leary God knows how much to get you there at the height of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, like I think it's important to kind of not to compare like with like, but certainly to get those kind of one or two night great value breaks, you can get them if you look. I've loads on the website, good shameless plug there. But no, they're you really can, you know, you really can find them. But it's just it's just important not to kind of think that you're going to get the same type of holiday. And obviously the value within the restaurants and drinking and, you know, shopping and all that sort of thing that you get abroad, obviously it's not going to be the same here. But certainly, I think, you know, a one or two night escape should be hopefully be possible for a lot of people that if they haven't booked anything yet.
John in Limerick says, Jonathan, holidays in Southern Europe during summer months are a lottery. Pick the wrong 2 weeks and you'll spend daylight hours indoor with wet towels on your heads, 40 degrees plus temperatures occurring more and more, which they are. And, you know, I've been that soldier. I've been in Southern Spain when the temperature was in the late 30s. It ain't pleasant, and I would prefer to be getting slightly damp on a bank holiday Monday in Ireland than getting scalded, John, as you're talking about there. North Meath, not a place I would have considered for tourism, but North Meath is worth a visit, according to a listener. Oldcastle has the Loch Crew megalithic tombs, Loch Crew Gardens, Mullamine Forest, lakes and gardens, very lovely and interesting, only an hour from Dublin and 50 minutes from Emerald Park. My brother has a policy when he's driving around in Ireland, he will always follow a brown sign. Do you know the brown signs I'm talking about, Sarah? The ones that tell you that there is a little something down here that justified a sign. And I started doing it a few years ago with the kids, and you will be amazed at the things you will find that aren't necessarily signposted, aren't on a map, but are worth going down and having a look at.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I mean, I going back about the festivals, I think we're also guilty of not going to a lot of places in our own country, particularly even in, like for me in Dublin. You know, if I was in a city abroad, I'd be in the top 10 museums and the top 10 everything. And I can tell you, I probably haven't seen half of them in Dublin, you know. So I do think we're all a bit guilty of that. You know, we have our list when we go to a city that we have to see half the things and we don't get to them at home. So maybe if you do get a bit of good weather, it could be a good incentive to go and see something in your backyard.
Well, the only thing I will say, Adana, is I just checked the weather forecast there. Today's good, which is nice. Tomorrow, rain. Sunday, good. Monday, rain. You're not going to go on holidays in this country for the weather.
No, certainly not. At least we have the charm. And look, the waterproofs will probably have to be dug out, but I don't think it's the end of the world. And there's a lot of indoor stuff happening. I know with Wicklow, for example, they're doing a celebration of Father Ted, which is going to be a really cool comedy special that's indoors. It's in O'Shea's Corner. So that should be a good crack as well. But it's all go. I think for the likes of Carrickmacross Street Festival, a rain jacket or two might do well, a poncho, an umbrella. But definitely get out to it because it all looks so worthwhile.
Just in case, eragla na hagla, as they'd say, Ascoelga. Just bring it with you to be sure, just if the rain does start to fall. Dina Flynn from the Irish Independent. Sarah Slattery, what's the website again, Sarah, that you've plugged? You might as well give it another one.
Yeah, thetravelexpert.ie.
There you have it. All the details up there on the good value that's out there to be had. And you know what? Do it. Just do it. I mean, my plan, I am going to Spain for a week, but I will be doing a quick tour around Ireland, following the brown signs and staying in hotels. And you know what? Enjoying it too, because we do hospitality very, very well in this country, even if sometimes we complain about the price of same. But
the Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.